The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At my name, Jong, at Jerry Bo Knows with a Z, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're just getting in your car and you missed the first hour, you missed Jong Lee and Jerry Bo filling in for AJ today, and Jong, respectively. A lot of sports talk. Very sportsy. And just to wrap up, Lamont says, Army and UH is exactly what I'm talking about. I wish you'd said that up front so we could talk about that game in particular, because when you say... when you generalize, then I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, because, yeah, that game, and I'll tell you why, and I've said this, I don't think Major Applewhite is going to get the job done here. And considering some of the turmoil that happened this season, for him, yeah, that game, you should have at least showed up. And for his job, yeah, it means something. In terms of what it means to Ed Oliver, not a damn thing. He shouldn't have played. And, you know, every game's different. Most of them are exhibitions, though, and they don't mean anything. But if you're going to be a program that is going to be where UH should be every 3 or 4 years, you're not going up there and getting embarrassed like that.
Well, and it just seemed like he didn't even prepare for the game.
Well, his offensive coordinator clearly didn't, because he's on his way to Florida State.
Which, by the way, do we get clarification on whether or not Florida State has to pay that buyout, or is it just him quitting and then going to Florida State?
Well, I don't know that he ever signed his extension that allegedly was reported he got. I'm sure he didn't. But, you know, and it's funny, a couple of my UH friends are like, oh, man, we got to hire guys from Houston that are UH guys. I go, Kendall Briles played at UH. He left. Art Briles played at UH. He left. Just go get the best damn coach.
Yeah, Tom Herman's not a U of H guy.
No, and guess what? You did pretty well.
Major's Kevin, not one.
Kevin Sumlin did pretty well up until he did the same thing and quit on his team when he already taken the Aggie job.
That Southern Miss game was so infuriating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that happens with coaches. And, you know, and that was an actual championship game. That wasn't a bowl game.
And I think if they won that game, they would have played Michigan in one of the New Year's games, I believe, if memory serves correct. But
they would have been in a New Year's Six against Michigan. And they wound up going and playing Penn State. And you know what? I still think to this day, people, you know, look at Tony Levine and say, oh, he did a bad job. Yeah, his record's about the same as Major Applewhite's. Not that much different. You know what? Tony Levine's biggest mistake was not starting Greg Ward sooner. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. Because he had an elite college quarterback, and he was just hell-bent to start John O'Korn because he was a four-star recruit. and he'd had a pretty decent freshman year when he had a better option on the bench. And Greg Ward, to me, is still, for all the great quarterbacks that have gone through there, you're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody who's had a better year than Greg Ward did in the 13-1 season when he was healthy. Yeah, the one game he got hurt, they lost. And that's the thing, not having Derek King for this game against Army made it worse. I mean, I still think they would have given up 70, but they would have at least scored some points.
I can't believe the amount of points that they've given up this season.
Oh, it was a bad coordinator hire at the time. And I've been consistent about that. You hired a guy who sucked at Miami, who sucked at Temple, who'd been out of work for a year, and suddenly he's going to come here and be really good. And your first coordinator on offense, not good. And then you hire Kendall Browse, and we talked about this yesterday. The only thing that comes out of that is if he does a really good job, he gets a better job, and you've taken all the heat for that. So if you're going to keep Major around, you better insist he gets his coordinators hires right this time. And I got to tell you, what about his hire so far tells you he's going to?
Nothing.
And the only name I've heard for OC is Sean Watson. I'm like, if that's your hire, I'm firing you right now. I mean, that, 713-780-ESPN's your number. But, it's, UH fans gotten a little spoiled. Randy says, this is why I say they should use the bowl games as a way to extend the number of playoff teams and make some of them more meaningful. And but the thing is, what bowl games really are about, unless you're talking, and like I said, for Houston or UCF or Boise to make a New Year's Six bowl, that's a big deal to them. And that's not the same as Auburn making a New Year's Six bowl when they thought they were going to play for the national championship. So it's not, you can't kind of equate them all. But yeah, I think the reality is extending that they're there for extra practice. You get an extra couple weeks of practice. Your freshmen get more time in practice, and you're really setting up for next year. And then theoretically, you go out there, kids have a good time, and you don't give up 70 points to Army. Mm. You know, supposed to give up 70 points to Army? Iraq. Yeah, I want Army kicking the crap out of ISIS. I don't want them beating the crap out of UH. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Michael says, I know it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but curious who you think wins Saturday in Jones and Gustafsson too. Does the fight go the distance? Man, I haven't seen John Jones fight in so long. I don't know. Should have asked that to AJ yesterday, because I'm sure he'll tweet out who he thinks is going to win. I'm going to watch it. I'll buy it. By the way, I finally I gave up on the cutting the cord thing. Just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, what got you?
The fact that I had all my stuff, and I'm saving maybe $15 a month. And if I want to watch one thing, I got to go to Prime. If I want to watch another thing, I got to go to Sling. If I want to watch another thing, I got to go to DirecTV. And so I'm having to flip between all these things. And I know what happened. The wife did this so she could get control of the remote, because I couldn't figure out half of how to get to Prime and stuff. Because, I'm a dumb when it comes to that kind of thing. And I finally said, dude, this isn't working. And I'm going back to DirecTV. But, I had HBO on Prime, but it wouldn't record shows that I wanted to see right away. And I'm like, dude, Game of Thrones is coming. I'm not doing that. So
couldn't you watch those on demand though?
Not if you don't have it on DirecTV.
Oh no! I meant like on demand, as in like once they're posted on HBO.
For some reason, on Prime, there were some shows that I wanted to watch, and they weren't available for like days after. I don't know why. So I'm going back to DirecTV. I cut back a bunch of stuff, though. I'm not going to have Showtime or any of that stuff. I'm just going to go with HBO.
Yeah, I don't. What's there on Showtime that you could watch
Nothing. And if there is, like, if I want, I could get. If they finally do a show that I like, I could get it on Prime, and I don't mind waiting a couple days. But yeah, it just wasn't worth it. So I have cut back. But now I have everything on there that I want, and I can afford to get NHL. Get the NHL pass for the rest of the year and still save money. So if you guys are doing it, good luck to you. It didn't work for me, mainly because it just wasn't. I'm sorry. I like the convenience.
It is a little hard to adjust. We don't have cable either. We are kind of using my PlayStation and Apple TV to go through. We have Hulu. So we
got all those now too.
Yeah, we have Hulu, we have Prime, Netflix, and then when I want to watch a game, I do one of those things on Reddit. If it's not available. Or the partnership with Yahoo and the NFL, you can see a lot of the your home market team games on the Yahoo Sports app. And the only drawback is you can't beam it to your Apple TV, or you can't beam it to a bigger TV. You have to watch it on your actual device, which is a bit of a pain in the butt. But I've gotten by. I don't know if because just the uptick in price between, you know, what we're doing now to cable, it's kind of high. So yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna go that route.
Well, it's not it. To me, I didn't really care about how much money I spent on that. There's certain things that I don't want to scrimp on.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, gambling, TV. Everything else, if I need to cut back, I will.
That's fair.
But, you know, the wife wanted to try it. We did. Didn't work. So, you know, at least I've got my DirecTV back now. And I don't know that I need the NFL package anymore, because with NFL Network, I'd go back and watch them all afterwards anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The one weird thing is when we were in Canada, I had to get a subscription to that DAZN, because it has all the NFL games on it up there, but you can't use it down here to watch NFL, so it's kind of pointless. But it worked for me for the 1 week I was there. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, Jong Lee, Jerry Bow, who has Wisconsin, who's got the ball again. Was it 14-7? And Wisconsin missed a field goal and maybe the worst kick I've seen since that fat guy was punting last night.
No, it looks like 14-3.
Oh, 14-3. Okay.
Wisconsin's got an interception. Yeah.
Okay. The problem is, like, my eyes are actually a lot better lately, but these lights right in our face in here, well, you dealt with it today. It's like, it's like you can't see anything. By the way, if you want to see us watch us on live stream, you can do that. You get to see Jong Lee. Tomorrow you'll get to see Holly. I guarantee you we'll have like 200 people on the live stream tomorrow. It never fails. A32 asked, Fred, how do I get your audiobook? Thank you for asking. It's pinned to the top of my Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, just go to galmediapublishing.com. And we haven't officially launched yet. Well, I mean, it's available for the Blitzers if you want to get in on it now. But there'll be ads all over Sports Map and Culture Map and all over the station sites. So you'll have direct links to that. But I'm kind of waiting until the print version's out to do all that. And after the first of the year. But, yeah, you can get it now, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And great job by Jermaine is the main character. John Granato does the mafia boss. Holly does the Mary character. And my son did a couple chapters. So it's very different, I mean, really, than the print version, which because the way they kind of interpreted the characters, it really came out cool. So I think you'll like it, and go pick it up. Enjoy it. galmediapublishing.com, or like I said, just go to my Twitter page. It's right there at the top. And hopefully when we come back next week, I will have news on the print version. So I'll be curious to hear what you guys think of it when you finally get a chance to listen or read. Most the people who bought it so far have said really good things about it. And that's the other thing. If you do listen to the audiobook and you tweet at me about it, there's a chance you might show up in the print version. With the, you know, I'm not doing critics, but I might do some Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, here's what somebody said on Twitter about it. So you might actually show up on the book. How about that? It's got to be pretty quick though, because we're about to finalize that. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Chris asked earlier, did Clowney start the trend where we see players skipping bowl games, or was it already happening? I think it got. When Jalen Smith got hurt, I think that was a big eye-opener for people. And guys started realizing, wait a minute. Yeah, now if you're in the playoffs, or yeah, you're UCF in the, like if UH had not sucked this year and was playing and beat UCF and was playing in a New Year's Six Bowl, then yeah, you might play if you're at Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
But the Armed Forces Bowl, no, not going to happen. But yeah, I think that's really what, I think that's really where it started. People just saw that, and you see how good the guy is. He's better than a second round pick, but you also didn't have him for a year because of that. And I know you can get hurt in practice. There's all kinds of ways you can get hurt, but why risk it in a game like that where it really doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, because you're potentially, if you do suffer, if you're Ed Oliver and you suffer a traumatic injury, you're going from, you know, a potential top five pick to
out of the first round. Yeah. It's just like Smith. And yeah, and frankly, that cut block that the Navy guy did on him, that was a really cheap piece of bleep block. What if somebody does that to him in the bowl game and he catches him even worse? So yeah, I just think it's one of those things that it depends on the situation, but in most cases. Now, like I think when Nick Bosa was talking about, well, I'm not gonna play the rest of the year, when Ohio State had a chance to go to the playoff,
mm-hmm,
if he was gonna be able to come back at all, that's a guy you would have needed. So,
yeah, and I think didn't Clowney talk about sitting out his entire junior year or something
like that? Yeah, he wound up not doing it. Now, yeah. I do remember, I don't know if it was his sophomore year that he played against, I guess it was Michigan, where he totally destroyed the running back and that suddenly his stock went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So he did play in one bowl game that I remember. All right, 713-780-ESPN. So, I know you put this story on here, but there's a lot of speculation now that with Justin Herbert not going pro, that maybe Kyler Murray will reconsider because his stock just went up as far as the NFL is concerned. It's interesting because everything you read from Scott Boras, oh no, he's playing for the A's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of feel like if you're good at baseball, longer career, guaranteed contracts, you already got $9 million waiting on you. If you're the 15th overall pick, you might do a little better than that in the NFL at first. But, you know, I don't know why you would mess with that. Because guess what? If you wind up being awful at baseball, you can still try again in a couple of years. Yep. Guys have done that and gone on. Now, not a lot of them have gone on to be great NFL quarterbacks. Been some good ones.
And I don't think he'll be a great NFL quarterback.
So. You know, I don't know anymore. I think teams are more open to mobile guys who aren't quite as big. And I think Russell Wilson started that.
But he's so small.
No, he is tiny.
He's tiny.
Yeah, and that can get you killed. But, I mean, if you need a quarterback now, I like those kind of guys. Everybody's doing spread offenses. I think in the right system, right place, yeah, he could be really good. The problem is, and it never fails, the guys that draft you usually really suck and need a quarterback and don't put you in the best position. But I think he'd be I'm also kind of – Jerry, I need you to talk me out of this. I'm starting to come around that OU can at least play with Alabama.
Ugh.
I don't know why. I'm not betting it, but because I mean, watching Alabama all year, but seeing that Tua is only about 85%, and knowing that Kyler Murray is the type of quarterback that's historically given Alabama fits, now I think Alabama's going to win, but I just have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to be a blowout.
And that back door is going to be open the whole end of that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And if it turns into a shootout, then they definitely could. So I'm not playing the game. I'm going to go on record as saying that. And I've thought all along that Alabama was just going to house everybody and let's just move on. But I don't know if it's just the last few Alabama games that you look at and say, I don't know. I hope it's – I got a couple OU friends, too, that the more they talk about it, I start thinking, maybe they have a chance.
You're starting to get inceptioned here.
It's just every time you think of Alabama, how they can lose, you think of a running quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You think of the guy who can spread the field. And 2-1-4 says Patrick Mahomes was good at baseball. Look at him now. But he didn't play pro baseball, right? He was just a good baseball player growing up.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson was a decent baseball player, too. And yeah, he got drafted. But obviously, I think he got drafted in like the 15th round by the Rangers, I believe. I forget.
Don't the Yankees have his rights now? Didn't they trade for him or something silly?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, he's so much better at you know, football. And I guess the opposite went for Drew Henson, who started off as a baseball player, didn't make it, and then went into football.
So. Drew Henson, a Texans draft pick at one point.
Yeah, traded to the Cowboys. Yep. I don't even remember what they got back for
him. I think it was a third rounder, and it was during the Casserly era where they were also screwing up third round picks.
Yeah. Oof.
Maybe a sixth.
Well, at least on the Cowboys part, that trading for
Drew Henson. He wound up playing a couple games for him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
It wasn't good.
No.
But, all right, guys. You know what? Are you going to be cooking for the family here coming up on New Year's? I know everybody gets those black-eyed peas, right? That's supposed to be good luck. You know what's better luck? Sausage. How about some awesome sausage? How about Zumo sausage? You want to impress everybody. Don't just do the same old thing. Guys, I'm telling you right now, if you're having people over on New Year's, everybody's sick of turkey. Don't do turkey anymore. Go and get you some Zumos and surprise them, and they're going to love you for it. The Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation since 1908, and you can use it for all kinds of stuff. We use it on breakfast. We've used it to make hot dogs. We've just grilled it and ate it right off the grill. It's fantastic. The boudin, man, this is the best store-bought boudin you're going to find anywhere. And I love it. I know AJ loves that boudin. And then the andouille sausage. It's truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. And this stuff, man, you can use it in gumbos. You can use it with red beans and rice or just straight off the grill. You can mix it with the boudin, get an ultimate Cajun-style meal. Do something special if your family's coming over. Get some Zumos, and it's real easy. You can go to H-E-B, and you're going to find Zumos. You can also find it at Kroger. You can find it at Fiesta. Z-U-M-M-O, Zumos. Look for it on the label right there. And I love it when people tweet at me, hey, man, tried Zumos. It was awesome. You can be the next one. That's Zumos. Make it a Zumos holiday. Make it a Zumos weekend, and get in on that sausage.
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. No A.J. today. He'll be back on Monday. We'll both be for about an hour and a half. Zhong Li today. Tomorrow, Cody Stutes and Holly Seymour filling in. So everybody will want to watch on live stream tomorrow. Mainly to see me and Cody. Scarball says, looking at this year and last year, is it time to stop saying the AFC South sucks? Two teams in the playoffs last year and most probably two more this year. You know, we talked about that earlier from just a you look at the AFC West and you see the two sexy teams, but the AFC South is going to be, unless the Browns win, they'll be the only division with three teams with winning records. And, you know, seeing them against these NFC East teams, don't you think it's a lot better than the NFC East?
I guess I wouldn't say they don't suck. The division
doesn't suck. I mean, but it's not in the discussion for worst division in football.
But it's not the best either. I think it's somewhere in the middle, maybe upper half, maybe.
It depends on how you judge. Is it the four teams? Is it who has the best teams?
I think the AFC West this season by far is the best division in football, and I mean, I guess you could even. I guess last year too, maybe. I'll have to take a look at the standings, but the AFC North has proven to be one of the consistently one of the best divisions in terms of the top two teams, and the Bengals kind of mix in there sometimes. But I think the AFC South, I don't think they've ever like sucked. There might have been a couple years where it was down, but I think they're always like, you know, they're a little above mediocre. Is that fair?
Well, if you look at the AFC East, other than the Patriots, AFC South's better.
And, oh, for sure.
And they're going to have a team with a comparable record to the Patriots this year. The West has maybe the two best teams in the AFC, and the Broncos are your third best team. The North, we talked about. The Browns win. You're going to have three teams with winning records, but you're going to have two 10-win teams in the AFC South. So, you know, the East, they played each other. I think the West, you got the Rams and Seahawks, but the Niners and Cardinals are garbage, so I don't know how that balances out. The closest one to would maybe be the NFC North, because the Bears and the Vikings should make the playoffs. They might not, but, you know, the Packers are not the Packers, but they're still not garbage. Lions were disappointing. And in the NFC South, yeah, the Saints are dominant. Everybody else is a 5-6 win team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I wouldn't make a case for them being the best, but I don't think you certainly can't call them garbage, and they're better in a lot of these divisions. So, a couple of things I wanted to get to. You all right? Don't die on me. I'm going to defend Jason Witten. I know this is an unpopular thing. Not on his abilities as a play caller, or I mean, as a color commentator. But he said something that has apparently made Bradley Roby of the Broncos very unhappy. Basically, 2 minutes left, Doug Martin got a 12-yard run for a first down that sealed the game, and Witten went out of his way to show how Roby quit on the play and suggested that Vance Joseph should have immediately benched him. And he did the whole telestrator thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he said. That last run there, keep an eye on Roby. It's a running play. Watch this effort. The ball hits inside. He just stops. The play is still going. It cannot happen. Vance Joseph, I would pull him out because you never quit in the NFL. Well, that's not entirely accurate because you see guys quit on the other side of the field all the time when they have no chance of getting over there. But here's what Roby had to say. I was like, wow, I can't believe he went out of his way to do all that. It's unfortunate. I felt like he was reaching to say that because it was the end of the game. For him to characterize me as a quitter, quitting on my team, I feel like that's the most disrespectful thing you can say in a team sport. You said you quit on the play, so that's clarify that. For him to say that on one play, it was really a mistake. I thought the play was over. I was wrong. Well, you did quit if you thought the play was over, right?
Yeah.
But for him to say that, it just made me mad. Well, you know what should have made you mad was the guy running the football. You should have stopped him. And of course, here's what he goes to. There are kids I go see at the children's hospital who have cancer who are paralyzed, and I tell them don't quit.
Where's the parallel here?
This is just the game was over. I just felt like it was kind of unnecessary on that play. It did look like I stopped, so I understand what he's coming from, but it's unnecessary. You stopped on the play. So. Okay,
you quit on the play.
Yeah, if you thought the play was over, you quit, right?
Yeah.
So now you're gonna go to the kids with cancer to try to defend yourself. Yeah, you know what? This is the only time I've said this all season about anything. I'm Team Witten.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right?
Yeah. Well, blind deaf squirrel, Helen Keller squirrel. That's Jason Witten.
Did they announce that the team's coming back?
Yeah,
right?
They're bringing back the same group, which
I don't understand. Maybe Jason Witten makes a jump second year.
Oof. Good luck. Yeah, I think part of it is they do throw these guys in there too fast, and most in the past guys would kind of work their way up to that kind of role, and. Tony Romo's a big success right off the bat, so everybody thinks, oh, let's bring in Jay Cutler. Remember, he had a job before he went back to quarterbacking. Let's bring in Jason Witten. He'll be great. No. I mean, I think Romo...
Outlier.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I also have an article here on the 10 coaches who could get fired on Monday in the NFL.
Okay.
I want you guys to give me your thoughts, both of you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most likely... You tell me what the number is, these guys get fired. Doug Marrone.
Ugh. A 7?
Say about a 6 or 7 as well.
Okay.
I mean.
I think Doug's a good coach. I think this year hasn't worked out for him.
It's been bad.
And I'd give him one. He's a guy I'd give one more year. But with Tom Coughlin sitting up there probably wanting to coach again, I might put that at 8.
I think one of the. the biggest mistake for them was bringing back Blake Bortles. And mm-hmm. I thought that they, because he had, I think, a couple of good games last year where he was throwing for like 400 yards. Like that season, that those couple games were the outlier and almost beating the Patriots. And when you were, when you look at him as a quarterback as a whole for his entire career, he had a tendency to turn the ball over a lot, and he couldn't get it done when he couldn't put the game away last year in the against the Patriots. And for them not to go out and, I mean, you guys talk about this all the time, or when it happened, that Alex Smith was the person that you should have kind of targeted in the offseason. And this team with Alex Smith, and who knows, because the defense kind of took a step back too.
Well, I think that's the real difference. You look at Bortles' numbers this year, they were almost exactly the same as last year. It's just defensively, they were garbage and they couldn't overcome him. They weren't nearly the team they were last year. Jay Gruden, Redskins.
I keep it low there, like a two or three, because I'm
with you on that. If Alex Smith doesn't get hurt, this team's in the playoffs. So, Adam Gase.
Ooh, 9.
Woo.
Wow.
I think he's gone.
Wow.
Boy, they're pretty patient. They did get rid of their GM again. And so you bring in a new GM, I think that I'll go 5.
Okay.
I got it right there as well. It's a tricky one there. Didn't they say they're letting go of the quarterback too now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to move on from Tannehill, which, yeah. Marvin Lewis.
2.
Yeah, he's coach for life, right?
I don't know whose pictures he has up there in Cincinnati, but I think he has better job security than Bill Belichick.
And it's crazy to hear these other guys talk about him, because they talk him up, and you're thinking him. I'm not seeing the same thing you are.
Dirk Cutter, Tampa.
That team should be a lot better than it actually is. I'll put it at a 5 or 6.
I put it about a 5. I thought he wasn't even going to make it through the year, to be honest.
Vance Joseph.
Ooh, 8?
I'm going to go 10.
Yeah, I was going to say 9.
He's gone. So with a 10, 9, and 8, average score 9. And a 2 from the Russian judge. Steve Wilks, Arizona?
A 3.
I'm going to go a little higher because I'm hearing a lot of buzz that he may be out. So I'm going to go 6.
Wow. I didn't know there was any buzz. But, yeah, if there is 5 or 6 for sure, I thought they maybe give him a little more time. But
1 year with a rookie quarterback?
They're not very patient. That's not a great organization, let's be honest.
No, it's not. But
and that they're the Desert Browns is what they're becoming.
I never thought that Josh Rosen would be a good quarterback anyway. With the attitude problems and everything, but like to give up on a first year head coach with a rookie quarterback, I think it's a little too soon. But Cardinals gonna Cardinal.
Number one on their list, and I don't know that I agree. Todd Bowles.
I actually think he did a good job this year, considering what he has to work with. I think the number I probably put on him. I think my number will be lower than what actually is probably going to happen, but I think his number is a 5.
Jerry?
7.
I'm going to go 4. I think some of this late season development out of Darnold gets him one more year.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm curious to see also.
And somebody asked about the Packers have interviewed Caldwell and Pagano. How do you feel about that? I think Philbin's going to wind up getting that job. I do think Chuck Pagano is a better coach than a lot of people give him credit for. Some of his best coaching jobs were when Andrew Luck was hurt, and they still fielded a competitive team. I think he'd be I think in the right situation, he could do pretty well. But if I were a betting man, I'd say Joe Philbin gets that job. That seems to be what Aaron Rodgers wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to be what happens.
What about I'll throw another name out. What about Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn probably should be on the hot seat, but I don't think he is.
I guess you're coming off, a year of removed from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that Super Bowl, even though the collapse, that's still, I think that buys you 3 years. So I think he's got at least another year.
Maybe they tell him, hey, go get another offense coordinator.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Well, I guess the offense isn't really the problem, though.
Yeah, well, their red zone offense is terrible.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they probably fire Sarkisian. But if I'm them, Then I go and hire, which, like, if Adam Gase gets fired as head coach, I bring him in as OC.
And it's funny because Dan Quinn is a defensive guy. He was the defensive coordinator for those Seahawks teams,
yep.
Which is a little weird.
All right, we're going to take a... Longhorn Dimitri says, you just want Doug back so you don't have to go to a Halloween costume that's relevant. That's true. That is my doppelganger. I want one more year of being able to be Doug Marrone for Halloween, and people look at it and go, oh, Doug Marrone, I get it. All right, quick break. We come back. We will have a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It says Jason Witten may be an idiot, but Booger makes me not want to watch Monday Night Football. Between the two of them, I mean, they're both bad. I didn't even know... And I mean, I get what they're trying to do with him in the stands and all, but that's just not working for me. Lamont asked, gun to your head, Fred, would you put the Packers in the mix for contenders in 2019? If you mean Super Bowl contenders, I'm going to say no. I need to see who they hire as a coach first. But, and Joel's not going to want to hear this, but I'm wondering if the Aaron Rodgers era is coming to a close here. I don't see him getting better next year. And he gets hurt a lot now. He's always been kind of a slight guy, and they just don't have a ton of talent around him. So as far and plus, I don't think some of these teams in I don't think the Bears are going backwards next year, and I think the Eagles will be back. I think the Vikings will be back next year. I just think the NFC Rams aren't going anywhere. So no, I'm going to say no. You put a gun to my head, I'm going to say no, which means so 1 year from now I may be getting shot. If that's the case.
When it's all said and done, what do we remember Aaron Rodgers as? Because years ago, you know, a few years back, people were trying to put him in the conversations with the best ball throwers out there, and now all of a sudden.
I think he's boy, if he hadn't, he's basically the guy he replaced. He's Brett Favre. He's going to be a guy who puts up a lot of numbers and maybe wins one Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Brett Favre turned the ball over like crazy. Aaron Rodgers is very careful with the ball. I think he will go. He'll get remembered as the one of the best pure pass, not pure pass, but one of the best quarterbacks. Not to do a lot in terms of winning.
You know what he is? He's Peyton Manning without that second Super Bowl. Yeah, that was. I mean, Peyton was a great regular season player. Well, and I'm not even sure Rodgers is. I don't think you can put him in the same sentence with Peyton Manning.
No, you can't.
And somebody asked, why does everyone think Rodgers is the best of all time? Who's everyone? I've never heard anyone say he's the best of all time.
I think physically people do put him in that like John Elway type of mold where he can do everything. He's very accurate, doesn't turn the ball over, can run, has a cannon for an arm. So I think that like physically, I think that's what people look at in Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, this is the best quarterback we've ever seen type of like mold.
Nah, not. I've never heard that.
I don't even think he's the best of my time with Brady sitting there.
Yeah, for one thing, he's not even in the conversation with Brady.
No, I'm talking about physically. Like he could do it all.
I mean, Elway was a lot bigger and stronger and had a stronger arm. I don't see that at all. I don't know where that came from. I think he's really good. And in the end, you know who's going to probably wind up with a better career? Drew Brees.
Yeah, he will.
So I don't know where that best of all time came from.
But like physically, if you were lining up both him and Drew Brees and you would say start a franchise, I think a lot of people will say, I'll give me Aaron Rodgers and then I'll fill it around him.
Yeah, but physically you line him up next to John Elway, and I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers over John Elway.
Oh, John Elway. I mean, he's John Elway. Andrew Luck is built more like John Elway.
Yeah. If it's just physical tools, I mean, he's the one thing is he's always been a little bit slight. And that, you know, when you get older, that leads to more injuries. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we have a public service announcement for the people, because this sounds like something Jerry would do. Mess with dead people. Have you guys seen the documentary on Netflix, Top 10 Secrets and Mysteries?
No. Scrolled by it.
Yeah, I've scrolled, but I haven't seen it. But apparently, they have a thing on King Tut's tomb when it was discovered in 1922. You're right over there?
Yeah. I'm good.
Did you just bang your face on your microphone?
Yeah.
This is why I don't know why you don't use one of these little soft things. They help. Apparently, they have a whole thing on how many people died after they opened up his tomb. 12 people present during the opening of the sarcophagus. 6 died mysteriously within a few months. And then the other 6 died later. But these weren't old people. So they're kind of trying to say that there was a curse on this. Can I just say, if you open something from thousands of years ago, there's probably diseases in there we haven't heard of. You're probably going to get, I don't know, mysteriously. But they do say there were some bizarre and frightening deaths that included murder, suicide, and a shaving accident.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Okay, murder out of 12. Well, if he lives in Houston, you're probably 1 in 12 chance of getting murdered. So we got that. Suicide, maybe they lived in Seattle. That's also 1 in 12. Shaving accident. Okay, that's probably a little longer. But apparently, George Herbert, who was a real-life Indiana Jones, and he financed it, was the first to have died from the curse. He died on April 5, 1923, after he opened a mosquito bite from shaving. The wound became infected, and he died from blood poisoning. Well, that was the 1920s. Everybody died from that. There are reports that all of the lights in Herbert's house mysteriously went out when he died. Well, probably a power outage. George J. Gould, an American financier, died in the French Riviera on May 16th, 1923, after he developed a fever immediately following his visit to the tomb and died a few months later from pneumonia. Okay, I'm going to say that's probably natural causes from breathing in air from something that was buried for that long. Yeah, I don't think these guys were wearing gloves and stuff in the 20s.
No, this sounds very familiar. Have you seen the recent Tomb Raider movie?
I tried watching that. I tried watching that yesterday and just didn't capture me.
The ending is kind of.
I didn't like the woman playing her.
The ending was very meh, and it's basically what is basically in the end of the Tomb Raider. A lot of it is, it's because people were dying because, you know, they opened up the tomb and they've gotten diseases that they've never, you know. Oh. This is whatever.
Well, okay, so they're basing it off this.
Yeah.
Prince Ali Kamel Fami Bey of Egypt died in July of 1923 when he was shot dead by his wife. Okay, that happens all the time. That's what wives do. Colonel Aubrey Herbert, who's the Honorable Aubrey Herbert, became blind. And a doctor thought his rotting teeth caused the loss of sight. Okay, again, it's the 20s. Fluoride, guys. He had every tooth pulled, and he died in September from surgery, 5 months after his brother's death. Though he didn't enter the tomb, many believe his death was part of the Pharaoh's curse. Boy, we're reaching here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sir Archibald Douglas Reed. He x-rayed King Tut's mummy, got sick the next day after entering the tomb, and died in January from a mysterious illness. Again, you're walking into a 1,000-year-old tomb. I mean, that can't be healthy for your lungs, right? Breathing all that in?
No.
Sir Lee Stack was assassinated while driving through Cairo in 1924. I'm sure a lot of people were. One guy died in 1928 from arsenic poisoning. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, these don't seem like curses to me. These just seem like, I don't know, maybe that's what the whole point of a curse is. It's just to make it seem like it's, you know, coincidence or accidental.
Yeah, I also think it's the 1920s, right? People died from all kinds of things then. They died from swing dancing. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. So if you want to, I'm not going to go and mess with anybody's tomb.
I'm not either.
Certainly not a sarcophagus.
So what?
Yeah.
What does that smell like?
I don't know. I'm not messing with it, but just in case you do. 21 says, it may sound brutal, but it's a compliment. Aaron Rodgers is Tony Romo with a ring. That's not unfair. And Longhorn Dimitri says he's Steve Young. Steve Young was a better runner, although Aaron Rodgers is a pretty good runner, too. Listen, I don't want to sit here and dog Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think – I think at this stage of his career, he's not what he was 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, not for sure.
And that's where and when you look back on it, win one Super Bowl, I think you'd be disappointed with that. All right, we got to take a break. We're getting too close to the top. We'll have Brad Powers, and then after Brad, our buddy Kuaginti is going to join us. So, that's a good question from 832. How important do you have to be for your murder to be called assassination? Like, would Fred be assassinated but AJ be murdered? I don't think we're important enough to be assassinated.
Yeah, wouldn't you have to be? Hold on, I'll Google it and we'll give you the answer on the other
because
side.
Because doesn't being an assassin sound cooler than being a murderer?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, not that I'm interested in either one. I don't think anyone should be murderers or assassins. But I know there's an Assassin's Creed game, but there's not a Murderer's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a reason for that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.